Good morning. If you'd like to, please turn to Matthew 26, verses 36 through 44. Matthew 26, 36 through 44. Then Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane and said to the disciples, "Sit here while I go and pray over there." And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee and began to be sorrowful and deeply distressed. Then he said to them, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch with me." He went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, "Oh, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, nor as I will, but as you will." Then he came to the disciples and found them asleep and said to Peter, "What, could you not watch with me for 1 hour? Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." He went away again a second time and prayed, saying, "Oh, my Father, if this cup cannot pass away from me unless I drink it, your will be done." And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. So he left them and went away and prayed for a third time, saying the same words. In our life, we face a lot of tough challenges, and we pray to God to help us, whether it's a small challenge we face in life or a big one that we might not have very much control over. And sometimes these prayers are answered, and sometimes they're not. But in this passage with Jesus, I believe he already knew what was going to happen to him, but yet he still prayed for himself, even though he knew that he would have to die for our sins. And that's something I like to think about, that even he was not, I don't know how to say this, he didn't want to die either. None of us want to die, but he knew that he needed to give us the opportunity to be saved. And today, on every Sunday, we come together to remember his death and what he did for us and how he died on the cross and how he gave up himself so that we could be saved. So let us remember these things as we partake of the Lord's Supper.